Today, I'm here with my good friend Josh, who is Canadian.
Oh, well, you know, when it comes to hockey, eh? You guys are holzers. You're very prideful, but Canada's always gonna win.
Thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah,
Just so you guys know, I drove 11 hours just to come down and do this interview.
it's true.
Calvin and Camille are
Yeah.
great people, so I support them 100%.
Thank you. I know, 11 hours. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow. So you've actually been living in America in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for the
Yep.
last almost year.
Just under a year, yeah.
Yeah. And what would you say are some of the biggest differences you notice from Canada and America?
Biggest difference off the top when it comes to hockey, we like to call you hosers, eh? Because you're very prideful. So I think Canada for the win all the time. But no, I'd say the biggest difference when I first crossed the border, I come from a city called Guelph, cross over to the Buffalo border, and you can just feel a shift in the atmosphere, at least for me, because I'm
Really?
Canadian. It just feels different when I cross the border. But I would say I see American flags, not flags,
Yeah.
flags.
Oh,
That's another
yeah,
big difference.
that's
There's
a
a
word
lot of
there. Yeah, for
different
sure.
words
We
here.
say
It's
flags.
very, I don't want to say prideful, but like you guys are very prideful, like in a
Yeah.
good way, but also in a way where you're just like, we're America, make it great again. Whereas
Yeah.
Canadians, I think we're a little more humble. A couple things are speed limits. We go on
Okay.
kilometers an hour, and
True.
you guys are miles an
Miles.
hour. So it took me a little adjusting when I was driving, and I'd have to keep looking down at my speedometer to see how fast I was actually going, make sure I wasn't under or over the speed limit.
Did you get any tickets?
I've had no tickets yet,
Good
but I saw a
job.
lot of people pulled over on my way to South
Okay.
Carolina yesterday.
Yeah.
Second thing, though, a big difference is temperature. So we go in Celsius, we measure in Celsius,
True.
and you guys are in Fahrenheit.
True.
And I think you guys are like one of the few oddballs out because the rest of
Yeah.
the world mostly do Celsius.
I think you're right. What about the way, do you feel like you're received well as a Canadian in America? Do you feel like people are welcoming
Yeah,
to you,
so I
kind?
have a sorry, not sorry, sorry, a sorry bumper sticker on the
Oh,
back of my
yes.
car,
Okay.
and there's a Canadian flag with it. And I remember having people like, they'll pull up beside me and they're like, roll the window down. So I roll my window down. I'm like, hey, what's up? They're like, I like your bumper sticker. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. And like, so I mean, when I'm driving, I get a lot of smiles and waves just
Yeah,
because of,
wow,
so like,
that's cool.
I always thought Americans were a little meaner than Canadians, but like, there's actually some good Americans
Hey,
out
come
there.
on, we're good people.
But another big difference is if I didn't know you and we're walking on the street, and say you were on your phone and you're just walking and you walked right into me, I'd be, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Where you were the one who wasn't paying attention, so I would
Yeah.
apologize for it. Like, that's just like a natural instinct of Canadians to do.
Okay. And Americans, would you say we would do that, or maybe
I
not so
mean, the odd
much?
person might, but maybe not so much
Yeah.
from just from my
Yeah.
experience.
Yeah. What is something that, some words that are maybe different or slang that you've heard living in Pittsburgh that you had never heard before?
So, for anyone watching who's from Pittsburgh, don't make fun of me too much. There's a Pittsburghese. I really heard the first time, I was thrown off because I'm like, what are these people saying? They're like, yinz wanna go downtown? I'm like, what is yinz? And pretty much, even the pastors at the church that I work for, they say yinz, and it comes down to just mean you guys. And so when they
Okay.
say yinz wanna go downtown, means you guys wanna go downtown.
I wouldn't have even known that.
Yeah.
We don't use that down here. It's more y'all. Y'all in the
Y'all,
South.
more southern. It's not too strong of an accent. Like, I'm starting to catch on to yinz and downtown, and there's still other words, but I'll probably butcher them. But I mean, those are like the basics.
Yeah. And I know you like to travel a lot. How many countries have you been to?
Let's see. Think about 9 or 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you ran into any language problems? Do you have any funny language stories, miscommunications, anything like that that have happened to you in your travels?
Yeah, so actually, the mission trip that you guys took us on with YWAM back in 2010, we went to Thailand for that debrief week. Remember that? And I remember it was Calvin, myself, and we got into playing ping pong a lot on the outreach. And so when we were in the red light district, which should have been a red flag, but I was so naive, I was 17 at the time, I had no idea. This guy comes running up to us. He's like, hey, you want to see a live ping pong show? And I'm like, I love ping pong, yes. And then sure enough, he pulls out the sheet. It's all these different sex positions. And we're like, whoa, that's totally a different language barrier. Ping pong is something totally different. Like, to us, it's a game that you play.
Yes.
Competitively.
Yes.
Theirs is a different kind of competitive sport.
Okay. Yeah. So did you play?
Nope. We kind of said thank you, and we went the other way. And
okay, yeah. I think, like, it's funny. Learning languages is fun, too, because of things. Maybe not exactly like that, but just trying to communicate to people. It can be very interesting. It can be entertaining. Mm-hmm. So if you guys liked the video today, please give it a thumbs up, share with your friends, and subscribe to my channel. Comment below, what words did you hear that were different from American pronunciation versus Canada? I want to hear from you guys. Bye. See, I never know what to do at the end. It's like awkward.